Title: Vocal Cadence as Composition Guide Using Session View Intermediate. Alright, let's build a drum and bass sketch, where the vocal rhythm basically becomes the conductor of the whole track, not the melody, not the lyrics, the timing, the cadence. We're doing this in Ableton Live using Session View, because Session View is perfect for trying multiple variations fast. You can treat scenes like sections of a DJ mix, audition changes instantly, and then when it feels good, you perform it and print it into Arrangement View. By the end, you'll have a rolling 174 BPM idea with multiple scenes like intro, build, drop A, an alternate fill version, breakdown, and then a heavier drop B, and the key. The vocal cadence will quietly tell your drums and bass where to move. Let's start. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is totally valid, but let's sit at 174 for a classic roller feel. Go into Preferences, Record Warp Launch. Turn on Loop / Warp Short Samples. Turn off Auto Warp Long Samples. This is one of those boring settings that saves you later, because vocals are usually long samples, and auto-warping can make them drift or get weird. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That means most launches will land cleanly on the bar, so your session view performance doesn't train wreck. We'll override quantization later for fills and chops. Now, a quick session view layout suggestion so you don't get lost. Think columns, a vocal lead track, a vocal chops track, drums, maybe separate kick and snare tracks if you like that control, hats and percussion, bass, stabs or synths, and an FX column for risers and impacts. You don't need all of it, but having a consistent layout makes you faster when you start duplicating scenes. Next, we need a vocal. This can be anything, a proper a cappella line, a spoken phrase recorded on your phone, an old-school MC snippet, or even you saying something simple like don't stop or keep rolling. The goal isn't perfect singing. The goal is a rhythm that has attitude and pockets. Drop it onto an audio track called Vocal Lead. Open the clip. Turn warp on. For warp mode, if it's a full phrase, use Complex Pro. Start with formants at 0. Envelope around 128. That's a good don't destroy it starting point. Now do the important part. Find the first clear downbeat syllable. The first word that really feels like this is the start. Right-click it and choose Set 1.1.1 here. If the vocal needs help lining up, you can try warp from here straight, but check the timing. With vocals, fewer warp markers is usually better. Too many anchors and the vocal starts sounding like it's being dragged through syrup. Here's a coaching tip. In drum and bass, the drums usually need to feel correct and consistent. So if something feels late or early, you usually nudge the vocal, not the snare. Even a tiny timing move matters. 5 to 20 milliseconds of warp marker nudging can snap a vocal into the pocket. You can also try track delay on the vocal track, like minus 10 to minus 30 milliseconds, to tighten it without rewriting your drums. Optional but powerful. Make the vocal cadence readable by slicing it. Right-click the vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Transient Slicing and Slice to Simpler. Now each syllable or chunk becomes a playable pad. This is huge for drum and bass because you can turn speech into percussion, basically. Now we build the secret weapon, the cadence guide. Create a new MIDI track called Cadence Guide. Put something super short on it, like operator doing a click, or a rim shot in impulse. You're not making a sound here, you're drawing a rhythm map. Loop 1 or 2 bars, solo the vocal, and then program MIDI notes exactly where the vocal hits, where the syllables land, where the accents feel strong. Also pay attention to the rests, because silence is part of cadence. If you fill every space, you'll lose the shape of the phrase. The point of this guide is that it becomes rhythm DNA. Once it exists, you can copy it to hats, percussion, bass, sidechain triggers, anything. You've extracted the vocal's groove into something you can orchestrate. Now, let's lock drums to the cadence without losing the drum and bass fundamentals. Create a drum rack track called Drums. Start with a basic backbone. In most D&B, your snare is the immovable anchor. That's your religion. Snare on 2 and 4 in the bar, even if everything else gets weird. Get that solid first. Pick a tight snare with some crack. Pick a punchy kick with a short tail. Add closed hats and maybe a ride. Program a 1 or 2 bar loop that feels like a stable 2-step-ish foundation. Then, and this is where cadence starts composing for you, use the cadence guide to place your extra details. Wherever the cadence guide hits, you can add ghost snares at low velocity, or add rim shots and little perks that answer the vocal. If the vocal has a phrase ending, that's a great place for small fill or a hat opening. A critical teacher note, Don't make everything mirror the cadence. That's the fastest way to make a beat sound predictable and generated. Make a hierarchy. Try this. Vocal is the leader. Snare is the immovable anchor. Hats and percussion are the main cadence mirror. Bass is the response, not the shadow. So, hats and ghosts can chase the syllables. But the main kick and snare stay strong, and the bass plays games in the gaps. For groove, you can use the groove pool. Add a subtle swing like an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58, but go easy. Apply it to hats and ghost notes, not your main snare. Keep your backbeat consistent. If your hats are too stiff, add the velocity MIDI effect. Random around 5 to 15 is enough to humanize. If things get too aggressive, pull the drive slightly negative. Now, the bass. Make a bass MIDI track. For a quick stock Reese vibe, load Wavetable. Two saws, slight detune, maybe 2 to 4 voices of unison, but keep it controlled because DNB needs the low end to stay stable. Low pass filter it, maybe LP24. Cut off somewhere around 150 to 400 HC depending on how bright you want the mid. Add saturator, soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB. Then EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 HC to clear rumble. If it's muddy, dip a little around 200 to 350. If you want to start clean, you can skip sidechain at first. But once it's moving, sidechain compression from the kick helps create space and drive. Now copy the cadence guide MIDI clip into the bass clip. Listen. At first it'll probably sound like the bass is literally talking the vocal. That can be cool, but we want something more musical. Call and response. So edit it. Keep some hits, remove others. Add sustained notes where the vocal pauses. Make it dance around the snare. And here's a big DNB pocket rule. Try not to have long bass notes slam directly into the snare transient unless you want that aggressive collision. Most rollers feel better when the snare has its own clean moment. Now we go into the session view superpower. Scenes. Create about 6 scenes and name them like a Riedel arrangement. Intro, build, drop A, drop A alt fill, breakdown, drop B heavier. For each scene, you're duplicating clips, but you change one main thing per scene so it has a clear identity. For example, in the intro, maybe you don't even play the full vocal. Maybe you hint at it with a filtered texture lane. Keep it DJ friendly. In the build, bring the vocal in filtered, or introduce chops sparsely, and increase drum density slightly. In drop A, let the cadence be obvious. Full vocal, hats mirroring cadence, bass answering. In drop A alt fill, keep almost everything the same, but add a one bar fill clip, or change the vocal chop rhythm, or switch which percussion is doing the cadence. Small change, big perceived evolution. In the breakdown, reduce density. Maybe keep the vocal texture and a minimal drum skeleton. In drop B, go heavier. This is a great place to do a polarity flip. Wherever the vocal hits, the bass rests. Wherever the vocal rests, the bass hits. It's the same cadence, but inverted, and it immediately sounds like a new drop. Now let's talk clip launch settings, because this is one of the most overlooked pro parts of session view. Keep global quantization at 1 bar so your scene launches are stable, but override quantization on specific clips. Vocal chop one shots can be set to 1/8 or 1/16 so they feel playable and snappy. Bass fill clips often feel great at 1/4. Drum fill clips can be set to none if you want that risky DJ drop chaos. Use that carefully. It can be incredible, but it can also flam your whole groove if you don't know where you are. Now, optional but really fun. Follow actions for vocal variations. On your vocal chops track, create 4 to 8 one-bar clips of different chop patterns. Then in the launch box, set follow action to next or random. Time 1 bar. If you set chance to 100%, it will always move. If you want controlled chaos, try 60 to 80%. This turns your vocal chops into a live variation generator, like the vocal is improvising its own rhythm, and you're orchestrating around it. Another coaching move, create cadence lanes. Duplicate the vocal into 3 tracks. Lead vocal full, intelligibility, main phrase. Cadence vocal chops, purely rhythmic, can be more aggressive and less readable. Texture vocal washed, resampled reverb and delay, like a ghost layer. Now each scene can choose which lane is active, without losing the identity of the vocal. Intro might use texture only. Drop might use full plus chops. Breakdown might be texture plus a single signature word. Speaking of signature, pick one vocal moment, a word, a breath, an ad-lib, and reserve it for section boundaries. Last bar of build. First bar of drop. Last bar of breakdown. That creates memory. The listener starts feeling structure even if your drums are rolling nonstop. Now we're ready to record the performance into arrangement. Hit arrangement record at the top, and perform your track by launching scenes in order. Intro, build, drop A, alt fill, breakdown, drop B. Perform it like a DJ, don't over-edit while recording. Commit to moves. The energy of live decisions is part of why session view writing works so well for DNB. After recording, go to arrangement view and do one surgical pass. Consolidate strong sections with control or CMDJ. Fix only the real problems, late launches, vocal moments that clash with the snare, and fills that overstay. Then add a few transition moves with stock devices. Auto filter is your best friend for builds, especially on a group. Reverb throws on the last word of a phrase can make a drop feel bigger. Echo ping pong throws are perfect at phrase ends, and one of the best DNB transitions, negative space drops. Remove the kick or the bass for 1/8 to 1/4 bar right before a scene change, then slam back in. It reads like confidence. Before we rap, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwarp the vocal. Fewer warp markers, more natural cadence. Don't let the vocal fight the snare. In DNB, the snare is sacred. If they collide, decide who leads or shift the chop. Don't make everything chase the cadence. Use hierarchy and call and response, not a full mirror. And watch your low end in re-space. If it's heavy down there, consider splitting bass into sub plus mid. Sub can be the clean operator sign, mono, minimal distortion. Mid can be the res with saturation and movement. Group them, glue them lightly, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. One final mini exercise you can do in 20 minutes. Pick a one bar vocal phrase. Make a cadence guide that matches the syllables. Create 3 drum variations. Basic, more ghosts following cadence and a one bar halftime fake out. Create 2 bass variations. One that mirrors cadence hits, one that answers in the gaps. Build 4 scenes. Intro with no vocal but cadence hats. Build with filtered vocal. Drop A with full cadence. Drop B with chops and heavier mid-bass. Then record a live scene performance. Your self-check is simple. Mute the vocal. This audio version is shortened for playback.